Scarborough's resolution last summer advanced its policies of de-escalation for police officers, taking measures like formally banning the use of chokeholds and the use of deadly force beyond any imminent deadly threats. The goal of the Community Safety Task Force, though, is to take a step further in examining how to expand prevention and intervention strategies while improving racial equity in law enforcement. At the latest Scarborough Town Council meeting on November 16th, elected officials selected 6 residents to serve on the task force for the next year before they submit recommendations to the local government. Scarborough chose George Barrett, Barbara Fetters, Benjamin Gear, Madison Hayes, Francis Henderson, and Mariela Hernandez for the group. An additional resident member might be selected by the town council in January, according to Scarborough Mayor Lydia Lavelle. She told 97.9 The Hill she's pleased with the selection process and the members chosen for the Community Safety Task Force.
We wanted to make sure we got a really good group of applicants, a lot of diversity, a lot of varied experience, and we're supposed to have 5 to 7 residents who have professional expertise and or lived experience in the criminal legal system, human services delivery, social work, public health, or, you know, community building with marginalized populations.
But the task force isn't just a group of residents. Lavelle said part of the goal is to have various town employees as part of the group to give voice to what resources can be added or changed.
We also are going to have staff liaisons, you know, from our housing and community development department, our police department, and our recreation, parks, and cultural resources department. So our hope is that with all of those folks with expertise and experience and just the lives they live, that they'll be able to work together, you know, really closely on the charge for the task force.
Lavelle said she believes in the policies used by the Scarborough Police Department, not just ones adopted last year, but that previously prioritized prevention and nonviolent responses. But the mayor said this task force could create strategies to potentially transform how community safety is approached by local governments.
Essentially, looking at public safety beyond policing, because it's not just our police folks that, you know, need to be a part of this solution. Engaging community members in the process and having honest conversation, I think, will help move us forward.
For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Brighton McConnell.